It's time for JB and the General, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
On a Tuesday, JB and the General coming to you live on WNSR in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. John Burton, General Patton Cook, with you on this windy, rainy, crazy morning. Morning, General. How you doing, man?
Doing well, John. Good morning to you.
Well, listen, before we begin, a lot to talk about today. I believe you, sir, owe one George Niang an apology.
Yes, I would like to take this time to apologize to absolutely nobody. I will not take anything back. Nothing will be taken back.
Guy hit 5 three-pointers last night for your Cavaliers.
Yeah, his debt still can be paid, John. He's got a rack of debts to pay up.
Wow.
In my book. But no, he played well last night. Shout out George Niang. Boy, to the Cavs. Boy, did they need that one in the worst way.
Yeah, they're kind of up and down lately. They got blown out the other night in Miami. But that's the South Beach flu, which we talked about yesterday. You have a Sunday night game in Miami. What do you think those guys are doing on Saturday night on South Beach?
There's a lot worse cities to be in, I'm sure, especially this time of year.
I mean, right.
It's not cooking down there by any means.
No, it's low 80s. It's beautiful. Hang out on the beach all day, club it all night.
Yep.
You know, it's and like Will
lose
Smith.
Basketball games the
yeah,
next day.
To get your ass beat by the Heat, you know, on the Sunday night. So they bounce back. My Knicks got a comfortable win over the god-awful Detroit Pistons last night. So, all right, enough about that. We'll talk more NBA later, perhaps. But there is a new man in charge of the Vanderbilt men's basketball team. Is there not, Patton Cook?
Yes, there is. Word came out yesterday, both via sources and then officially, actually. Vanderbilt made it official yesterday afternoon that former James Madison and Georgia Southern head coach, James Madison most recently, Mark Byington, has become the new Vanderbilt men's basketball head coach. Of course, James Madison had their best, one of their best ever years in school history with a 32-4 record, beating Wisconsin.
They were a popular pick in this year's tournament to make a deep run, were they not?
That they were, winning round one, beating Wisconsin, and then falling to Duke, who, quite frankly, John, something we'll talk about, I'm sure, the next couple of days. Look pretty good right now. I know expectations were maybe a little lower than what they have been, but they're a pretty hot basketball team, I'd say, at this moment. But how would I describe this, John? Not necessarily, I would say, a home run hire,
okay.
I think, for Vanderbilt. I think some of the names that were mentioned, and Dusty May of FAU was seriously considering this job. I was listening to a podcast yesterday with Chris Lee from VandySports.com, who will have his counterpart on tomorrow, Joey Dwyer, at 10:25 tomorrow. He was saying that that Dusty May seriously considered this job. It was a three-horse race between Michigan, Louisville, and Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt just lost out on that one, apparently coming second in that race. So you had him, you had the Bucky McMillan and the Chris Mack sweepstakes. But apparently, John, it was more Vanderbilt saying no to those two, those two candidates than the other way around. Danny Sprinkle was the name, the Utah State head coach who has now he moved away from that job, I believe, going to Washington, which is where he just got hired. So they had their pick of the litter, and this is something we've talked about, how big and serious was this job, enough to where they're turning candidates away at one point. And our guy, Casey Alexander, interviewed for the job as well, but they've landed on Mark Byington, not as established maybe as a couple other candidates, but in terms of makeup and maybe the trajectory of this candidate, it looks good. But as we all know, you got to get out there on the floor. But by all means, a good coaching search, not a home run hire. But I think fans should be happy with this one. It could have been a lot worse considering with how the season went and the general kind of, I believe, thoughts of this program.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Casey Alexander because I had brought him up as a possible candidate, and I was told by somebody recently, you know, that should be in the know, these types of things.
Right.
Pretty good source. You know, maybe had Belmont not made that move to the Valley and they stayed in the OVC, rack up a couple of more championships, which they probably would have, you know, there's a really good chance Casey Alexander would be the head coach at Vanderbilt. You buy that?
I buy it. I really do. I think it's one of those where the shine maybe of Casey Alexander in the OVC now compared to the Missouri Valley, maybe a little bit different, but I think Casey's going to have a chance if he wants it. I mean, Belmont's a nice job to have.
They'll never fire him.
They will never, and it's a job he can win at. Now, maybe a mm-hmm. little bit tougher here in the Missouri Valley, but mm-hmm. what are they, year two or three right now?
Yeah, they just completed year two.
So it's you're in your young stage, and we asked them kind of the differences between the two conferences, and it's a lot more physical, and it's a multi-bid league a lot of years. So mm-hmm. it's an uptick, but I agreed with you whenever you said that first, how what happens if they were to stay, but I think all in all, Vanderbilt can be pretty happy that they're in a position to turn away good basketball coaches. Casey yeah. Alexander is a good basketball
Darn
coach.
Darn good basketball
and
coach.
And they went in another direction, and that's not an indictment on anyone. I just think it just goes to show there's still some shine on this program, especially with the talks of NIL being invested.
Yeah, go do that. No, you know, you bring up a good point, and you know, I think Byington's first order of business is going to have to be, you know, getting out and making the public at large, whether you're an alum or, as the one guy on Twitter puts it, a sidewalk fan, you know, wrap your arms around this Vanderbilt community and get them to feel good about you being the head coach. I think that's going to be essential. He's going to be formally introduced, I believe, Thursday afternoon, 4:00 press conference. So, you know, that would be my first order of business if I'm Byington. You know, get out and press the flesh a little bit. You know, be seen. You know, make this Vanderbilt community feel good about you being the guy. You agree with that?
I do, and by all accounts, if you kind of go and look at what he did at James Madison, it was a lot of not used car salesman type activity, but he was not afraid to get out there and promote yeah. his program. And
I think that was a downfall for Stack.
I think it was.
You know, I mean, he didn't, you know, Vanderbilt's fan base, and you can attest to this probably better than I can, you being a Vanderbilt fan, you know, I think at the end of the day, all you want is accountability. All you want is for somebody to get out front and say, listen, I know things aren't great right now, but I'm working my butt off to try to make it better. And, you know, you deserve better. That type of thing, right?
And I think Stack might have thought, hey, I played in the NBA.
Right.
Big time college basketball player at North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
My name should get me that without me having to really go out there. And I think at some point, maybe that was true, but I think the shine started to wear off a little bit there at the end. And some of that's on Stack. Some of that's on Vanderbilt. I think
yep.
Vanderbilt should have went to him and say, Stack, let's get you out there a little mm-hmm. bit more. We need to kind of build some of the good graces with the fan base. He never had that, I thought. And I think that would have been big
for him.
And
it just didn't sound like something he was interested in doing.
No, I don't think so either. But
like, we had him on the show once, and he was great, and we had a great conversation. I'm sure that's somewhere on SoundCloud. You could probably, you could probably find it. But, you know, he didn't do, he just, other than his, you know, his normal media responsibilities, he wasn't really out there in the media, wasn't really out there in the community. And I think that's important at Vanderbilt, you know, because there are, as your friend on Twitter would say, a lot of sidewalk fans. But, you know what, there's a lot of people that live in Nashville. It's like, hey, Vanderbilt's our team. Yeah, you know, I live in Nashville. You know, you know what I mean? I'm speaking for them, right?
They aren't even Vanderbilt fans, but are just, they want to support the program,
right?
Because
right.
they're
not alums, but it's
a school you can get behind.
Sure,
they represent really the right way of doing things in a lot of matters. They're not going to sleaze their way through wins like some other universities would throughout the country. So it's one of those things. I think both sides can take blame, but I'm really I'm looking forward to it. I know some fans, including myself, I'd kind of attach myself to the Chris Mack type feel. Where
yeah, I thought just, that was going to be a slam
just a more experienced, a more fiery type individual on the sidelines. Vanderbilt went in a different direction, but I do like that they're in a position to turn guys away that I would have happily had here as this head coach. So all you can do is trust Candace Story Lee. She got her last last coach hire right in
Shea Ralph. Shea Ralph for so, the women's program, right?
All you can do is trust her and say she vetted this one, likes Mark Byington by all accounts, and his style of play I think will work here at Vanderbilt.
Byington, 82-36 overall, 41-23 in Sun Belt play at James Madison. His overall record, 213-133. So he's had success wherever he's gone, and you know they're going to need it here. And because, by the way, how many of people in your Vanderbilt fan community were saying they need to rehire Bryce Drew?
I might have been alone in that.
You know what? Joe was tweeting that a couple of days ago, yep. But I think that was Joe being Joe.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And not to rehash old things here, I would have never wanted him to come back. But it's a guy I was okay rooting for. I know some fans, and if you're one of those people, you just despise Bryce Drew for what he did to this program.
Yeah.
Call us up 615-844-5600. But I wasn't out here. I didn't have that resentment towards him where I wanted him to get bounced out of the tournament. I had them winning round one and then had them beating Alabama. Of course, that didn't end up happening. But
right.
I think. With where this job was after two failed coaching hires in Bryce Drew, it was a failure.
It was.
I absolutely will say that.
You go 0-19 in conference play, that's a failure. Yeah. And, you know, on top of that, it's pretty well known that his players quit on him towards the end of the season. So, what are you going to do?
Exactly. And now the Jerry Stackhouse experiment, it failed as well.
For him
to be in a position where you were kind of turning away a couple coaches that you would have happily had here, that says a lot about where this program still is, the history of it. No matter what people try and tell you, Vanderbilt football and Vanderbilt basketball are entirely two different programs. They're still shine on this on Memorial Gym and Vanderbilt men's basketball. So bring on next season. I know it's a long ways away, but it'll get here before you know it. Press conference is on Thursday at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, Thursday, 4 o'clock. All right, can you explain this new NFL kickoff rule that the owners just passed?
Not really. I can't explain the hip drop tackle that was also
banned. Yeah, we didn't get to that yesterday. What are your thoughts on that? I know a lot of defensive players are ticked off saying, like, well, then just tell us we can't tackle, period.
Right, defensive players are ticked off. One former Titan was happy to see it, Delanie Walker, which is really how his career ended,
right.
John.
Yes.
And that famous 8-hour Miami Dolphins game in week one, he had a hip drop tackle, broke his ankle in about 8 different places,
yep.
And really ruined his career. I know
we saw Mark Andrews of the Ravens. He got lost for a significant portion of the season this year,
right.
with a hip drop tackle.
I get the arguments, but if this specific tackle is taking up more guys out than some of these violent headshots, the NFL's got no choice. In my opinion, I don't know what else you would want them to do. Your star players are getting knocked out of games for significant amount of times. Why we're surprised they're making this rule when NFL owners, the salaries are going up, contracts are going up, the salary mm-hmm. cap keeps going up. Fans want to see their best players, and this specific tackle is taking a lot of players out of the game. I'm not surprised by it.
At the same time, though, I do kind of sympathize with defensive players because it's like, you know, what are we supposed to do? You know, you can only hit the quarterback in certain areas. You can't hit him late. You know, now you're taking out the drop down tackle. You can't, you know, you can't lead with your head. You can't do this. You can't do that. You have a split second to make these decisions. You know, you've watched a lot of live NFL football games in person. You know how fast this game is. So I can kind of see both sides of it. But you're right. You know, the NFL is about having your star players being healthy and available because that's what makes the league more money because it gets more eyeballs on these games.
Right now, so this is the rule. No other no player other than the kicker and the returner can move until the ball hits either the ground or the player inside the landing zone.
Right.
Touchbacks will be marked at the 30-yard line and no fair catches will be allowed. In the event a team wants to attempt an onside kick, it will have to inform officials of its intent and would then be allowed to use the NFL's traditional formation. No surprise, onside kicks will still be allowed.
Yeah, the onside kick is such a low percentage play anyway. There's no need to tweak that. I'm trying to understand. I mean, why don't they just get rid of kickoffs? You win the toss. Yeah. It's your ball. First and 10 at your own 25-yard line. Let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't hate that
rule. Now, I grew up watching guys like, Billy White Shoes Johnson and, of course, Devin Hester now, who's in the Hall of Fame, and,
Pac-Man.
Yeah, Dave Meggett was a really good kick returner for my team, the Giants, right? Pac-Man Jones. One of the prettiest plays in all of football is a kickoff return for a touchdown, yeah. But
it doesn't happen anymore.
It's going to be very rare. I mean, Devin Hester's probably the last of a dying breed. I'm actually glad he made it to the NFL.
And I'm glad he played 20 years ago compared to now. This guy would have been a practice squad player.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we'll try to explain that. I have no idea what Otani was saying yesterday when he met the media. It was one thing. Oh, yeah. My buddy, who's my interpreter, had a gambling debt. I paid it off for him. No. He stole that money from me. Okay. Well, if he stole the money from you, are you going to press charges? Are you going to, is this guy going to jail? You're accusing this man of stealing from you.
And Pete Rose came out yesterday and said, if I had an interpreter, I would have got off scotch-free like Otani will. We can play that a little later in the show.
Yeah, he's not wrong. And there's also, we'll try to get to some of that sound from the owners' meetings with the Titans et al. And a lot going on. Preds play tonight, so they'll try to keep their streak going to 18 straight games with a point. And but up next, we're going to head out to Vegas, check in with our guy Brad Powers from BradPowersSports.com. We'll get to that and more. WNSR.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/handsonlyCPR and become a lifesaver today.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We were here when Eddie George left. We were here when Chris Johnson left. They had to move on too. And Derrick Henry is doing the same. These guys cannot stay forever. That's just the deal.
It's just what it is.
It's just what it is.
Henry made it to 30, and most people are ready to put 30-year-old running backs out to pasture.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. Listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Tuesday edition of the show, JB and the General, WNSR, National Sports Radio. Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com, joins us as he does every Tuesday from Vegas. Brad, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. You know, Brad, I'm kind of kicking myself because, you know, I was thinking about betting West Virginia last night against Iowa to cover, and so Tony in Cleveland was talking about the Caitlin Clark tax when you're betting an Iowa game, because this game probably should have been, I guess, around 8 or 9 points. I guess the line was 15, and the extra points, I'm told, added to that is the Caitlin Clark tax. Have you heard of such a thing out there in Vegas?
I haven't heard of it being worth that much. I mean, if it was, it would have came across my desk multiple times. I mean, I've heard of taxes being a half point, and maybe even a point and a half, but not 7 points. But we actually saw money come in on West Virginia in the game. It opened like 16, closed like 14 and a half. And obviously West Virginia is clearly the right side despite the officials doing their best effort to make sure that Iowa advanced with the free throw disparity there. But I will be paying attention a little bit more, obviously, in Sweet 16 round, Elite 8 round, if Iowa's going to get there. It's just you can get a little bit more down. And I don't necessarily have women's college basketball power ratings, so
sure.
I can't specify what the exact premium is. But I'm sure there is a little bit of a premium on Caitlin Clark.
You know, you mentioned the point spread. Middle Tennessee coach Rick Ensel was not too happy about the free throw disparity after his team lost to LSU on Sunday. And, you know, maybe kind of loosely intimated that, you know, that it was probably better for all involved if LSU was able to advance rather than Middle Tennessee State. I mean, that was pretty significant. I think it was 37-9 the other day.
Yeah, I mean, put your, you know, take off your regular hat and put your conspiracy hat on. I mean, obviously, you don't have to get too creative to think that they want an Iowa-LSU rematch there in the regional final. That would be what they call best for business.
Yes.
So how do you take that actionable? Well, I mean, both teams got to play a game this week before they match up. It leaves me less inclined to want to fade either team in the Sweet 16 round, unless somebody tells me that there's, you know, significant value. If they're going to call it a certain way, a la NBA David Stern style,
he was a rogue official who acted alone, Brad. And by the way, I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn, dirt cheap.
Yeah. Seems like it could be some nefarious things going on. What do I do when stuff like that? I usually just sit it out.
Yeah. Men's tournament, pretty chalky as we head into the Sweet 16. So, you know, if you'd have blindly betted, you know, the higher seeds, you probably would have made out okay in the first couple of rounds, right?
Yeah, I mean, all ones and twos advance to Sweet 16. That doesn't always happen. Obviously, if you just, you know, bet the favorite in round two, 15-1, I mean, on the money line, 11-5 against the number, not too shabby. Now, I mean, what does that do for a guy like myself or a sports book? Well, it's not optimal because usually you lean more towards underdogs than favorites. So wasn't an enjoyable Saturday and Sunday for me personally, but the good news coming out of that is, I mean, at least on paper, you got some really good Sweet 16 matchups. I mean, the best of the best is still left in the tournament. I think in KenPom, which is basically the market when it comes to a power rating Vegas style for college hoops, I think 13 of the top 14 teams are left. That's as good as it gets.
Brad, I haven't kind of looked at all of the spreads, but it, seemingly all these games are coming down to that point, point and a half on the spread. Have you seen that? Has it been pretty sharp so far?
Yeah, I mean, just I don't have any specific numbers. You know, 7 out of the 8, you know, 16 games fell within, you know, a point of the number. I haven't seen anything like that. But, I mean, just I'm talking generally speaking here.
Right.
They should be the sharpest numbers. There's more liquidity in the market than ever before as far as not only this year, as far as this year's games, but I'm just talking, I mean, obviously more people are betting than ever before. So in theory, when you have more money involved, we should get to a better spread, you know, at least a more true answer. Now, it's not always going to be the case where it falls near that number. I mean, you could have some variance, but these games are getting heavily bet by professionals, by Joes, by pretty much anybody. I think it just goes to show you that whether you're a professional or just some Joe, I mean, it's tough to make money on something if the line is theoretically correct.
Has there been one more? Has there been a heavier side in terms of the over/under so far in these games?
No, hasn't been anything specific as far as, you know, unders are cashing, you know, way more than overs. What has cashed is, and not a surprise when you got a pretty chalky Sweet 16. If you have blindly bet every favorite so far, including the first four, you're 31-20 and one push. Yeah, to be plus, you know, 10 plus units would be nice. It has been a chalky tournament with the favorites covering, I mean, more than 60% of the time.
Brad Powers is our guest, bradpowersports.com. You can click the Bill King tab at the top of the page. Also, follow him on social media, the X, as the kids like to say. This Jonte Porter thing in the NBA, Brad, how much have you been able to dig into that?
Not too surprised, you know, that we see some of the stuff like this. If you're going to, much easier to do something to get inside information on a player prop, individual player prop, than, you know, throwing a game, the side or total. The first sign, you don't have to be, you know, Elon Musk or the Einstein to figure some of this stuff out. What usually happens if it's some nefarious activity is, you know, player props are very tough to get down, a lot of money, nickels, dimes, so 500,000. If you're lucky, that's very fair rates. So what happens is, if you think something nefarious is going on, it's just not, you know, okay, we got a bunch of bets coming in on the under. What usually happens is you get accounts that are trying to sign up, never bet before, and they're trying to sign up through a new account, and then they're trying to bet like 10,000. 15,000, 20,000 right. On a player prop. That is the red flags immediately go up when something like that happens. So it looks like that was the case here. I think, you know, I'm not saying the games are rigged or anything like that, but when it comes to individual player props, I think you'll see a couple of those instances a year.
This Ohtani disaster, this is the last thing in the world baseball needs with their number one player. I mean, he's not just the number one player. You know, here, he's the number one player worldwide, right, in Ohtani. And, I mean, this is just an absolute disaster for him in Major League Baseball, isn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. I mean, you're fighting, clawing and scratching to get viewers throughout the regular season as it is the sport, and then you have by far your best player of the future, you know, going from, you know, to the big-name franchise, the Dodgers, the biggest contract in history. In any sport, and then you have a gambling situation. Well, I'm sure they'll try to sweep it under the rug as best they can.
How often do you think that happens, Brad, where you've got players, whether or not it's them, but kind of their fall guy going out there and placing bets for them?
I think it happens more than what you would expect. Although I will say, I mean, you're just going to get caught. I mean, if you're doing it, if you're not smart about it, if you're dumb about it, you're going to get caught. It's just so too easy to track you in today's day and age. And Vegas, you know, the watchdogs that we used to call, you know, Vegas was the watchdog. It's not like Vegas was, nefarious. I mean, if they think if they're losing money, they want to know why. Something is the case. They don't care about baseball's popularity taking a hit. I mean, if they think something nefarious is going on, they'll find out about it. I mean, you gotta be careful. I mean, there's things called burner phones. I mean, you don't have to have your right-hand man placing bets for you. Maybe a long-lost third cousin, you know, twice removed or, you know, due to marriage or something like that. I mean, do something like that, folks. Come on. Not your personal handler.
Switching to college football, Brad, a couple things. Riley Leonard looks like is going to miss a couple weeks now with an ankle injury. And you said on Twitter – kind of got rushed back at Duke. How quickly until the fire alarm gets pulled here on this?
Fire alarm is really ringing now because this is in the weeds, but their All-American cornerback just had shoulder surgery today. They say he's going to be back, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that seems pretty optimistic as well. I don't see Riley Leonard coming back as far as this spring when he's had two surgeries now this offseason. Just when I thought it was safe to be optimistic about Notre Dame again, this happened. So, I mean, they're basically what the Cubs were for 80 years and the Red Sox were for 80 years. So, 10.5's out there in the market, win total. Under 10.5, I think, is a good bet.
Trevor Etienne has quickly made himself at home at Georgia with the trifecta of a DUI and some also reckless driving in there. Brad, I mean, how many more of these instances are we going to get at Georgia before Kirby Smart really starts to get held accountable at this point?
Yeah, I mean, number one, it's just in today's day and age when you have Uber and stuff like that, it's just incredibly stupid. That wasn't, you know, you didn't have a service like that, you know, 20 years ago. And speaking of service, with all the money that the Georgia football program has, wouldn't you think it'd be a wise investment to have a car service?
Absolutely.
Like, hey, you guys get in trouble? Here's the car service. Give this number a call. How can you not have a car service?
Well, they do in the NFL, Brad, and guys still, you know, because they want to go out and show off their nice cars, you know what I mean? And so they go out and they get all slammered and think they can drive home, and then they get busted. All they have to do is call that car service, like you said. It's 24 hours a day.
I just have a note. I don't care how talented you are as a player, I would just have a no tolerance for that like that. Because, I mean, that's just incredible stupidity. And if you're going to be that stupid off the field, I don't know if I can trust you on the field. So, as far as the punishment for ETN, I joke that he'd be suspended the home opener against Tennessee Tech. And we laugh at that.
Golden Eagles going to be tough this year, Brad.
Would that surprise you if that was the case? Yeah. Discipline. Oh. Or he can't be at team activities this summer or something like that. Yeah. Whatever.
He'll miss the pizza party at Kirby's house. One more here for me. Looks like Big Noon Kickoff is going to have some spring games, Brad. Is this kind of the future?
Football's king. I love it because I do watch spring games. I know people used to laugh at it, but I watch 50-plus every year, and I'm glad it's getting it, you know, to some more bigger treatment than the ESPN Plus announcers that probably should be calling a high school game to get the big boys to call spring games. I like it. I like the way that's moving.
Brad, spin it back to the tournament real quick. Obviously, around here, Tennessee Creighton's the big game everybody's going to have their eyes on. I believe Tennessee's a slight favorite in that game. How do you see that game going?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's, you know, you got your offense versus defense classic matchup in that one. I mean, what do you favor, you know, Creighton's offense or Tennessee's D? I mean, right now, I'd probably lean more towards Tennessee's D. I wish the Vols would have gotten a cover in the second round. I mean, the Vols, that was the one favorite I backed, and he didn't cover, so that summed up my weekend. But a little bit of money on Tennessee. As of right now, there's nothing that I have seen to disagree with that. So not a big bet for me, but a small bet of the Volunteers to cover the three.
All right, Brad, get your plugs in, my friend.
BadPowerSports.com, dead top of the page, Bill King tab. Once you click on that, you can sign up for the upcoming season with regards to football.
Brad, always a pleasure. We appreciate the time and the knowledge, my friend.
All right, take care, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he goes, Brad Powers. You're right, that whole ETN thing, yeah. suspended for the first half of the Tennessee Tech game. You know,
it's just laughable. And he brings up a good point about the car service. I mean,
yeah,
the amount of money Georgia brings in every year. I mean, they're almost solidified to make the really for the near future. Now, each time the college football playoff getting extended, they're going to get a check from that every year. I mean, what's it going to take? I mean, is someone going to have to get seriously? I mean, you had the incident where the team staffer ended up getting seriously injured and ended up dying, but it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy, and you know, a lot of it falls on Kirby, but you know, I hate to say it, but it's part and parcel of big time college football, especially now that you know guys are getting paid and they're making big money. You know. Guys that age, making money, they're big, they're strong, they're, you know, the feeling is I'm 10 feet tall right. And I'm bulletproof. Nothing's going to happen to me. And, you know, I mean, gosh, I know what a knucklehead I was at that age. So, you know, but you're right. Kirby probably needs to be held more accountable. All right, your phone calls from now until the top of the hour. We got Cat's Corner coming up at 10:40. We'll tell you more about that on the other side. 615-844-5600 WNSR.
And now, the fine folks at FMR Construction Services are on the air proudly saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military, both past and present. Thank you. This message is courtesy of FMR Construction Services, your certified pros. For commercial and residential roofing, general contracting, and painting needs, call FMR Construction Services today at 615-788-7662. 615-788-7662.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This responsible gaming message is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. When you play the lottery, it's important to play responsibly. Know your limit and spend only what you can afford. Set a budget and stick to it. And remember, as long as you're having fun, you're always a winner in our book. The Tennessee Lottery is a proud supporter of National Problem Gambling Awareness Month. To learn more about problem gambling resources, visit tnlottery.com.
It's JB and the General.
I am in no means a chiseled goddess, god. I don't have a six-pack. I'm not looking like The Rock out here. But goodness gracious, George Niang legitimately has a beer belly out on the floor right now.
Yeah, but so does Jokic. He's the best player in the world.
Well, George Niang is clanking him off the backboard.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Tuesday edition of the show is here. John Burton, Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. 615-844-5600 is the number to call. You can text at that same number as well. Patton, this Cam Sutton story is pretty rough. You know, the Lions, they stated yesterday at the owners' meetings, I believe it was Dan Campbell, who said that they have been in touch with Cam Sutton and they're encouraging him, you know, him to turn himself in. He's got no other option at this point, right? I mean, he can't be on the run forever. He's going to get found. He needs to turn himself in and just kind of face the music, no?
Absolutely, and kind of with the days going on and with him not showing up, that kind of wondering, you hope he's okay,
right,
at
right.
this point.
But it sounds like he's okay because the Lions have said, we have been in touch with him. You know, they didn't speak to the nature of the conversation that they had with him, but it sounds like he's okay. He's just on the run and on the lam right now. And for those that don't know, he's been accused of domestic violence, and he's since like disappeared. Nobody can get a hold of him. Nobody can find him. The Lions cut him. They released him amid, you know, all this shenanigans going on. But they did say that they've been in touch with him, and they're basically saying, you need to go turn yourself in.
Right, and I also saw yesterday where Mike Tomlin was asked if he had been in discussions with Cam Sutton. And
right, because he was with the Steelers.
Correct.
He was drafted by the Steelers. He left as a free agent, signed just a few weeks ago with the Lions,
yep.
correct?
And he said it was none of your business. So I don't know what's going on there. But it's,
no, Campbell said that.
No.
Mike said that too?
Mike Tomlin said that as well.
Yeah.
So it's a bad situation.
Right.
One, you hope gets resolved here soon. But like you said, I mean, he's not Bear Grylls. He's gonna have to come in at some point of the year.
You live off the land?
Right,
Yeah. So we have that. We have the Ohtani disaster. And then we have this Jonte Porter story.
Now, I'm not as familiar with the Porter story,
right,
John, as the Ohtani.
I'm going to read here from ESPN.com, okay? Toronto Raptors forward Jonte Porter is under investigation by the NBA following multiple instances of betting irregularities over the past several months, multiple sources told ESPN on Monday. At issue are prop bets involving Porter from games on January 26th and March 20th, multiple sources told ESPN. An NBA spokesman told ESPN that the league is, quote, looking into it. In the game on January 26 against the LA Clippers, there was increased betting interest on the under for Porter props, which for the night were set at around 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists. There was also an over under for Porter's made three pointers, which was 0.5.
And he took the under on this
right.
all, by the way.
Right. So that evening, Porter played just 4 minutes before
incredible.
Leaving the game because of what the Raptors said was an aggravation of an eye injury he had suffered 4 days earlier against the Grizzlies. Porter did not score against the Clippers, but had 3 rebounds and 1 assist. He did not attempt a three, meaning the under hit on all the props. The next day, as part of a daily report to users on betting results, DraftKings Sportsbook stated that the under on Porter's three-pointers was the biggest money winner for bettors of any NBA player prop from games that evening. Porter played 19 minutes 2 days later, scored 12 points with 7 rebounds and 3 assists. Now, on March 20th against the Kings, Porter played just 3 minutes before exiting of what the Raptors said was an illness and did not return. He did not score after attempting one shot and had 2 rebounds. Sportsbook had his over-under set at around 7.5 points and 5.5 rebounds. The next day, the DraftKings Sportsbook reported in a media release that Porter's prop bets were the number one moneymaker from the night in the NBA. What
God.
The hell is going on here,
God.
Dude? What are we doing?
Oh, boy. This is worse than Calvin Ridley.
We should have saw this coming, right?
Yep.
I mean, listen, 38 states have legalized sports betting, including here in Tennessee. Teams are in bed now with these, you know, betting sites, prop sites, all these things. Should we be surprised that something like this is happening?
No, and I said it yesterday. Well, how could this happen? Brought to you by FanDuel, the premier sports betting partner. I mean, And I know alcohol is the same way. You've got Bud Light. That doesn't mean players can go out there on a buzz. Some might if you listen to a few.
I think Dennis Rodman did a few times.
Right. So I get it. But it's pushed in everybody's faces, and you've got players now taking – allegedly, the under on their props, and then saying, "Yeah, I'm not feeling too good. I'm going to exit the game so I can get out of get out of the game."
Yeah,
out
coach. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather. I don't think I can go.
What a mess. To be honest, I'd never even heard of Jonte Porter until yesterday. So here he is.
Who he played for?
Who he played for? But yeah, this makes Shohei Ohtani look like a church boy, quite frankly,
right,
with what's going on over there, which I don't think any of his are baseball-related, if I'm correct.
He said yesterday, Ohtani did, that he never bet on baseball.
Right.
So we'll see. I mean, it should be easy to trace that or track that if he did, no? I mean, I understand these are illegal bookmakers,
right,
and California is one of the states that sports betting is not allowed in. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, that whole thing, I still am confused how the story changed right on a dime.
Well, and if it's as much money as it's brought out to be, like you said, it shouldn't be that hard to track the money movements.
But how does this guy have access to Ohtani's account to where he can just go in and take $4.5 million? Something's fishy there. Sorry, I'm from New York, man. I'm a cynic by nature.
Yeah, I mean, is anyone that rich where they don't notice $4.5 million coming out of their account?
Right. I mean, listen, Ohtani makes a lot of money. He's got a lot of money, but I don't care if I was a gazillionaire. I would know if $4.5 million, like if my bank said, "Hey, Mr. Burton, we noticed that there's a discrepancy in your account. $4.5 million is missing." I'd be like, "What?
Come again?"
So I don't know. This is one of the craziest. These stories that are coming out between Cam Sutton and this Jonte Porter and Ohtani.
And everyone knew it was going to happen.
Yep.
Just a matter of time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, we'll come back, wrap up hour number one next.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
It's a Bill King Show.
We are college football centric. That is the sun that warms our planet that we live on. Our planet actually isn't flat or round. It's an oblong spheroid. And we are here to proselytize about it, edify it every day on this here radio show.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Coming up at 10:40 this morning, Cats owner and chairman Chuck McDowell will be our guest for Cats Corner. Nashville Cats, baby. Right around the corner. Indoor arena football.
You can actually hear Chuck McDowell on these airwaves, a sponsor for Jim Rome.
Oh, how about that?
We'll have to ask him about that, see if he's met Jim Rome.
Yeah. Well, he needs to sponsor the JB Absolutely. And the General shows. That's first order business.
Correct.
And then we can ask about Jim Rome.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to talking with Chuck McDowell at 10:40 for Cats Corner. You excited about the Cats?
Very excited. Went to a lot of games growing up, me and my dad.
You were really young back then.
I was very young. Not old enough to be in the hot tub, so I'm hoping they bring that back because I'm in my era now. Just kidding, getting married here in about 2 months. But yeah, looking forward to it. Really excited to go. I haven't been in the municipal auditorium that much, John. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I've mm-hmm. been there maybe two or three times. Yeah. It's been quite some time.
When I first moved there, I went there a lot because there are a lot of good concerts there.
Right.
You know, I saw Charlie Wilson there, and I saw. Ric Flair had his last match there,
that, yeah.
So I actually covered that. That was great to be in the building for that. The match wasn't much to write home about because Ric barely made it out there. But you know, we were just hoping, man, just
get out of the ring,
just get it, just man, just get through it, and he did. And Jeff Jarrett was great, and that was fun. Yeah, like I said, I love going to concerts there because I could just park at work,
right.
And just, you know, schlep over there, and I'm good to go. So.
But, I mean, really, any sporting event or concert I've been to, it's been Bridgestone because, yeah. I mean, that's been there since I've been alive pretty much. So I'm excited on that aspect, kind of getting going to see that. And, of course, Greg has talked about how they've kind of built it up a little bit inside. Outside still looks about the same, except mm-hmm. they're starting to put some Cats decor around.
Yeah,
the,
I gotta poke my. I keep telling myself I gotta poke my head in there and take a look around and see what they got cooking, you know. But yeah, I'm excited. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun, and you know they're doing it the right way. They got mm-hmm. the right people involved. Obviously, Jeff Fisher. Obviously, Pogie. You know, Eli Gold's gonna be calling right. the games. That's a great get for them, and you know we've met the ownership group, and they are just wonderful, fantastic people, and they're dedicated to making this thing work. So. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And like I said, we could have a combination of Nashville Cats and Nashville Predators to have in the spring here. Preds back in action tonight as they look to keep their point streak going. And so, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, this spring could be a lot of fun. Who knows? Tennessee in the Final Four, maybe not fun for you on that front.
You were absolutely right. It would not be a good. It would not be a good spring for me. No, but I don't know, John. I'm caught in two minds here. Do I want my friends to have an enjoyable off season, or do I want to be selfish? How selfish do I want to be?
Take it from me. You're young. Be selfish.
Be selfish. Okay.
Yeah, it's about you.
I like that.
It's about you.
This is why we get along.
Don't feel, you know. Don't feel guilty rooting against Tennessee if you don't want them to win.
Because, I mean,
you know,
Kevin Muehltown would tell me he would absolutely wish the same thing on me.
Of course he would.
In Vanderbilt.
That's why we like Muehlhead.
Right.
Because he's petty and vindictive like we are.
Yes.
By the way, Preds taking on the Golden Knights tonight, the defending Stanley Cup champion, Vegas Golden Knights. And, you know, I'm just so happy for their fan base. They waited 6 long years to finally bring the Stanley Cup to Sin City.
just a lot of adversity that franchise has gone through. Credit to them.
I got a lot of issue with that, just the way they were able to build that good of a team that fast. They went to the Stanley Cup final in their first year.
First year, yep.
It's ridiculous. Predators didn't have that advantage back in the day.
No, they were grabbing Joe Schmo off the street. Do you know how to skate? Get out there.
They were going to pick up hockey games, you know, out at wherever, and just grabbing guys. So, all right, hour number two coming up. We're going to get into some Titans stuff to kick off hour number two. Again, Chuck McDowell from the Nashville Cats going to join us at 10:40. Also, your phone calls. Stick around, WNSR.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it was a power outage on that large cargo ship that caused it to ram into the key bridge over Baltimore Harbor.
We can confirm that the crew notified authorities of a power issue.
The governor going on to say that once power was lost, the warning went out.
No, once the warning came up and once notification came up that there was a mayday, who literally, by being able to stop cars from coming over the bridge, these people are heroes. They saved lives last night.
As to the people who fell from the bridge inside their vehicles, Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedefeld has the numbers.
A total of 8. One rescued and in hospital. One not in hospital, but it is, we have communicated with that person. And then 6 that we are searching for.
This is ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR.
Childress Collision Center is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by family-owned and operated Childress Collision Center. From a scratch or a dent to a full collision repair and expert paint matching, trust Childress Collision Center. Stop on by 1108 8th Avenue South in Nashville or call 615-266-4441. 615-266-4441. That's Childress Collision Center. They're people who care.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I love to own a house, so I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program, JB and the General on WNSR. We're coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. We are presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Hope you're having a great morning. A little windy, a little rainy out there. Springtime in Middle Tennessee, folks. You know, this is what you get. Predators, as we said, in action tonight against the Golden Knights. 17-game point streak on the line there. But the way they're playing, I just kind of expect them to win. You know what I mean? Or, you know, they're not going to lose in regulation, like ever again.
Yeah, betting against them in regulation would be foolish right now with how they've played almost a month. It almost feels like at this point. So it's been a great month of hockey if you're a Preds fan, and why not let it continue?
All right. RD joins us. Good morning, RD.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, concerning these college athletes, some of them making bonehead decision mistakes, I often have people in my age group say, wouldn't you like to be 20 years old again? And I always answer, I'd certainly like to feel like I did at 20, but don't think I'd want to be that stupid again.
Yeah, it's the classic, if I knew then what I know now, right?
Yes, absolutely. Now, of course, you know, these mistakes they make, you have to condemn them. They're wrong, but you also need to take into consideration what you're dealing with, people whose brains haven't developed, so there you go.
Yeah, but you're considered a legal adult, you know, you're a voting age. I mean, you know.
Well, we don't get into that. I think that law needs to be changed about 30.
I don't know if I don't agree with you there, man. I think I kind of do agree with you there, RD.
All right, guys. See you later.
Thanks, RD. Appreciate it. Always good to hear from RD. All right, Titans at the owners' meetings, talking to the media. Things were said and uttered. What do you have, Patton?
Yes, so first, before we get to kind of the general Brian Callahan talk, Brian sat down for, quite frankly, I believe over 30 minutes with Kevin Clark, who works for ESPN and Omaha Productions over there, and mm-hmm. had some really cool things to say. I invite everyone to go back and kind of listen and watch that whole thing. But here's a 1 or 2 minute clip, just kind of diving deep into what the Calvin Ridley role will look like. And for you Titans fans, remembering what Mike Vrabel would be like during some of these conversations, mm-hmm. this will floor you into submission.
I will say this. Early returns, a 180-degree difference
yes.
Between dealing with Mike Vrabel as opposed to dealing with Brian Callahan from a media perspective.
Right.
Not that it should matter to fans. You want, you know, but I'm just
saying.
I'm just making a statement here of a right. fact.
So here's Brian Callahan talking about the role of Calvin Ridley this season.
If Titans fans are watching Calvin Ridley and saying, all right, this is the stuff we're going to have him doing, broad strokes, what are we looking at?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a very similar role that Jamar played in terms of his ability to move around the formation, mm-hmm. use him in motion. He's got such a unique skill set. He's got great quickness. He's got great speed. He can run all the different routes. You saw some of that in Jacksonville, too. He can win outside, he can win inside, he can do a lot of different things he does well. And so I'm excited about that, is finding where he fits. But if you look at how we use Jamar, there's going to be some similarities to how we can use Calvin.
I love that I had this big thing like, oh, you don't want to compare players. Now I'm just going to blast out in the tweet that you're going to use him like Jamar Chase. The chemistry between Joe and Jamar was so special because they'd known it for so long.
Yep.
Is there anything you learned about that connection that you said, okay, Will and Calvin can, we can accelerate this by XYZ?
Communication.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to spend a ton. The time on task is important, but more importantly is whenever they run routes, there's constant feedback. So as he runs a route and Will throws it, maybe they missed the throw. Why? You know, what is it? Maybe he was a revolution short. Maybe Will anticipated him to come flatter. There's a million different things that go into the nuance of the routes and where the quarterback sees it versus what the receiver sees. And the more conversations you have like that in the off season, the more chances are that it just starts to happen as you start to play. And so you try to accelerate that as best you can, with, again, just making sure there's always conversation about a route where some quarterbacks just sit back and just do whatever is coached. And you really want guys to take a more active approach with the receivers as far as timing, depth, leverage, all the things that happen in the passing game.
Sounds good to me.
Well, and John, kind of going back, I don't know if you remember to, I believe it was the Combine, where he was asked kind of to compare Treylon Burks and Jamar Chase. He was absolutely not having any of it.
Yeah.
And he brought out Jamar Chase in the comparison. So
I take umbrage with whoever asked that question. I was there in the scrum at the time, and I was like, I think I understand what the person who asked that question was trying to get at, but it's like, cause there is no comparison right now. You kidding me?
Right.
Treylon Burks and Lamar Chase, or Jamar Chase, excuse me. I mean, come on. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, the only similarity between those two guys is at the middle.
They're both carbon-based life forms
who
play wide receiver in the National Football League. That's where the comparisons end in my book.
Yeah, on each of their jerseys, they have the NFL shield on them. It starts and ends there.
You're right, and I mean, you know, listen, Callahan, in a very polite way, kind of called out Treylon Burks at the Combine, did he not?
He sure did.
Basically saying, you know, hey, man, you're going to have to show me. It's make or break. You know, he better show up to the offseason program ready to go, and he better be lighting it up at OTAs, mini camp, and then eventually when we get into training camp in late July.
Yep, I certainly think it's put them on notice. One more here on Calvin Ridley. This time talking just to the general media, just about the pursuit, because not only was it out of the blue for Titans fans, it was to Brian Callahan as well.
Mm-hmm. Ridley was a guy that we had conversations about. We were going to see where his market was. And as kind of days went by, we felt like that market was something that we were in the same ballpark as. And so as the days went on, we just kind of monitored it. And then one day Rand came in and he had a thought about it and said, you know what, he goes, let's call Calvin's agent. Let's see where that's at. And it turns out that it was something that we could enter into. Because we had had two or three other targets that were out there that we had allocated some money for, they ended up going other places, and all of a sudden we had more to offer. And that's the beauty of free agency. That's what makes it fun, is your ability to pivot and your ability to, when you miss on something, to go try to go do something else with it. And so that part allowed us to go after Calvin, and I think that we made a push in the process to go get him.
Hey, you never know unless you ask, right? You know, you see that pretty girl, you know, sitting by herself at the end of the bar? Go up and talk to her. Introduce yourself. Try to start a conversation. Worst she can do is say, buzz off, you know, jerky, which has happened to me on more than one occasion. But, you know, hey, no risk it, no biscuit, right?
Yeah, you're still here to tell the story. So,
right, exactly.
Nothing bad happened. And that is kind of the big, I think, takeaway, quite frankly, from free agency is just kind of the fluidity of it all for Rand Carthon and the Titans. hey, we didn't get this guy here. Well, we're able to offer a little bit more for a guy like Calvin Ridley. Mm-hmm. Maybe they wanted to address the offensive line a little bit more, but they just got kind of beat out in a couple other positions and contract-wise. So
right.
That's what you want to see, and I don't know. And I know the Titans haven't really had the cap space to be able to maybe do that in past, but I feel like if Plan A didn't work under the past couple of years, they just go, well, we'll just give Dylan Raidens a try at right tackle, and if it works, great.
It's been
a nice. We got a lot of plan, and we got a plan heading into free agency, and they've executed it about as good as you can.
Well, yesterday when I was ranting and raving about that idiot on Instagram that was, you know, on my Instagram that was spewing all that ridiculous crap, you know, I was scrolling through Twitter and, you know, some people just like to, you know, see the world burn because, you know, Rand Carthon's getting all this praise for having a pretty good offseason, at least on paper. And then, you know, I forgot to mention this yesterday, you know, numbnut down the dial in the afternoon, so they still don't have a right tackle.
Yeah,
come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw your response to that.
Did you? Yeah. Trust me, I wanted to respond with something a lot different than what I did.
Well, and we've said it on this show, John. I mean, it's been really. I'm not even calling last year one for Rand Carthon because it's pretty
because
apparent.
It was such a cluster. You know what? Right.
Well, and you know who was making the decisions.
Right.
And that you know who isn't here anymore.
Yeah.
He's in Cleveland as a quality control coach over there.
Watch your back, Stefanski.
Yes. So to me, this is year one for Rand. I think the draft. He
I agree
had more
with you.
Say
I
of,
agree with you. This is definitely year one.
Yeah.
Because. You know, it's his show. We've been talking about it. It's his show now. He's the executive vice president and general manager. And Amy has said, this is yours. Go. Do what you want. Build this team. And, you know, if you win, great. If not, I'm going to fire your ass.
And as good as the rookie class was last year, it came out in the Athletic article. And it's not unnatural or surprising.
Mm-hmm.
The board was set from the previous regime on that. Rand Carthon didn't come in and start giving his big board away. They used their big board from the regime prior.
Right.
So it's not a surprise. This, to me, is his first year of having total control of the roster, and how can you not like what's going on?
Well, like I said, you know, I just think it's ridiculous that people, you know, are still criticizing Rand for what he's doing. And, I'm not going to revisit everything I said yesterday. You can go back and listen on SoundCloud. I kind of blew my stack a little bit. But, you know, the theme of what I said yesterday is what I take into what we're talking about today. He's doing his job. Yeah. He'll find a right tackle there, buddy.
Yeah. JF.
I kind of wish we were on the internet today. So I could swear.
One more year before John gets us kicked off the air here. Brian Callahan talking about the new additions to the strength and conditioning staff. And this is from Paul Karski. They have doubled their staff in terms of numbers. Mm-hmm. So make of that what you will. But here's the head coach talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a really important hire. And I waited till the end of it so I could really spend all my attention focused on who the best person for that role would be. And Zach has knocked it out of the park. He's fantastic. Ton of really interesting experiences. Been the head of a department in college, a couple places. Was doing the USFL, XFL league. So we've got really unique experience as a head coach in the strength and conditioning world. And what I think is really cool is the guys that he brought with him. And we had two people with Haley and Brian Bell that I think are really fantastic coaches and people that we wanted to keep. And he had a couple guys that he wanted to bring with him. And I think we've done a really good job of dividing that department. You know, we have someone that's going to do the sports science. We have someone that's going to do the speed. We have a head coach. So I think we've made that program a little bit more robust with adding some more pieces and some more knowledge to try to do the best we can to keep those guys getting stronger, faster, and stay healthier. At the end of the day, a lot of emphasis gets placed on the strength and conditioning in the training room as injury prevention process. I mean, it's all a part of it. I think a lot of it has to do with how and what you do in practice in conjunction with that strength, conditioning, and training room. But I just think the approach will be good. I think we'll do everything we can to make sure we're on top of the science part of it, the load management,
And then how we schedule and structure practices would be, I think, a huge part of trying to keep guys healthy.
How refreshing is it to have a head coach actually explain his process and why he made certain decisions and what he plans to do? He's not going to give away the store, obviously, right. But it's just, you know, from my vantage point, Patton.
Give us your vantage point.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to do so, Patton. You're a good man. That's why you're on this show. It is refreshing, but I would imagine, you know, from a fan perspective, too, he's explaining, this is why we're doing this. This is the process that we went through, and this is why these decisions are made. And right or wrong, good or bad, you know, the results are going to be what they are. But at least you have a general idea of, you know, what the thought process was in some of these decisions.
John, nothing more has been more frustrating than the past 3 years where, as a Titans fan, you ask, well, guys are dropping at an alarming rate right now in the NFL. Hamstrings are blowing up in guys' legs. Mm-hmm. ACLs are getting torn. Achilles are getting popped. And you bring up, well, maybe we should take a look at the strength and conditioning staff.
Mm-hmm.
And the head coach says, no, it's fine. It's fine right where it needs to be. And there's no explanation behind it.
Well, because it's like, you know, yeah, I'm up here, you're out there, you know, I know what's going on here, you don't, so don't worry, I got this.
Yeah, you pay to watch the games, I get paid to be in the games. So that's the end of it. It's been refreshing, and if he doesn't win another game, then so be it, then the Titans can move elsewhere, but I think it's like with Jerry Stackhouse, fans are willing to give you a little more leeway if you aren't just a total jerk. To fans, to media, and I know the media are okay to take it. It's fine, but it's just doesn't come across.
Yeah, listen, we're instruments. We're toys for these coaches and players. You can use us. You can manipulate us, whatever, however you want. But yeah, it's frustrating when you're trying to do your job and trying to just, you know, be the middleman between the fans and the organization. And we're trying to get information, and you're just getting a lot of, well, you know, I mean, you know, it just, you know, I've been doing this forever, so it doesn't bother me per se, but it's just freaking annoying.
Yeah.
It just got to be annoying. That's all.
We're adults, though. We can take annoyance.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I get annoyed every day, believe me. I mean, you should see what I go through in a day. Anyway.
We got NFL news coming out of the break, John.
We do. That's a tease. Good job by you.
Yes.
You taking note of this? We got a job shadow in today, so he's learned some stuff. So you tease going into the break, and that gets people to want to, you know, listen through the break and hear what you have to say on the other side.
Yeah, don't go down the dial. Listen to our ads, and then listen to us coming out.
And please make use of the goods and services that we advertise as well. Yes. We'd appreciate that, and I'm sure our fine sponsors would as well. Patton's got big NFL news coming your way right after this. WNSR.
And now Comstock & Sons Construction is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Comstock & Sons Construction. For all your residential remodeling needs, give the pros a call today and ask about their military and senior discounts. 931-703-5623. 931-703-5623. That's Comstock & Sons Construction. They're professionals who care.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cut, from the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu, from salmon to scampi, and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it, the price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
Buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
I wish Derrick Henry all the luck in the world. And all I really want from Derrick Henry for me is that in a few years when Derrick Henry retires, I want him to retire as a Titan. I hope that the press conference is called here and there's a gathering over there and everyone cheers for Derrick Henry as he goes off into the sunset, hopefully over to Canton.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNF. You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Back on a Tuesday, JB and the General, WNSR, 615-844-5600. You can call or text us at that same number. Chuck McDowell from the Nashville Cats is going to join us at 1040 for Cats Corner, everybody. Are we going to get some imaging done for that? You know,
we should,
big voice guy to be like, welcome to Cats Corner, everybody.
Yeah, we'll just fire that off here real quick.
We're working on it.
Yes.
Working on a few things. All right, you got hot NFL news.
Yes.
Just burning up the intranets and Googles. What do you got?
Burning up NBA league offices right now for sure. This is per Adam Schefter. The NFL is planning to play another game this year on Christmas Day, which is on a Wednesday. Football coming your way. And we got a text on this. Thoughts on the NFL. This is from the general fan. Thoughts on the NFL strong-arming the NBA and taking over Christmas Day. Apparently, there will be multiple Christmas Day games from the NFL, and the NBA isn't pleased to say the least. No, John, your reaction.
I don't like it. I didn't like it last year, you know, because the long-standing agreement, as I knew it to be, was, you know, Thanksgiving belongs to the NFL, Christmas Day belongs to the NBA. For a lot of people, that Christmas Day, you know, was it like 5-6 games, whatever it is. For a lot of people, that's opening day of the NBA. They don't really pay attention in October and November. You know, that's their day to shine. And if I'm Adam Silver, I'm pissed right now.
Yep.
I am running hot right now.
And I got to say, this past Christmas, I didn't watch a minute of any NBA game was on. I mean, it was all NFL for me.
I know, right? And I mean, there were some pretty good games on Christmas Day, at least on paper. And you're right. I would imagine their ratings must have plummeted.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Unless the Cavs are on.
Three NFL games on Christmas? And Christmas was on a Monday. It's a leap year.
Correct.
So that means
Titans played on the Sunday.
Right. So it's a leap year. There were three games on Monday, which was Christmas Day. And this year, Christmas is on a Wednesday. And you're going to have a bunch of games.
And then you're going to have a game probably on Thursday night.
Look, exactly. So then, you know, you get a day to cool off and watch a little college football, and then college football will probably be done by then, by and large. Or, well, actually, with the playoffs, there might be college football playoff games. It's too much. The NFL, they're greedy pigs, okay? Let's be honest. We love the NFL. Yep. A big reason why I'm doing what I'm doing for a living is because of my love of the NFL. However, they're being greedy pigs, and I don't blame Adam Silver or the NBA one bit for being upset about this. I would be too.
Hey, I mean, you would have to be because, like you said, I mean, you would know better than me, John, but for me growing up, I mean, Christmas Day was always NBA. I would.
Dude, I remember my junior year of high school watching the NBA on Christmas Day. It was a 1 o'clock game at Madison Square Garden. It was Ewing's rookie year. It was Bulls versus Knicks. It was Jordan's second year, Ewing's rookie year. And Ewing hit a last second shot for the Knicks to win that game. That's what I remember about the NBA on Christmas Day. I remember on Christmas Day, the only football game when I was a kid growing up, the only football game on Christmas Day was some college all-star game, the blue-gray all-star wow. classic. That's the only football you got. Like, football wasn't even a thought on Christmas Day. It's too much.
Well, and
it's too much.
How are they going to schedule?
So you're going to have three games on Thanksgiving, three games on Christmas Day, which is a Wednesday.
Yep. How are they going to schedule this, by the way, John,
right.
for the week prior for these teams?
You tell me these teams are going to play on Sunday and then have 2 days to get ready to play? You know, they're all going to have to get byes.
Yeah, I think they'll have to have byes before.
That's six teams that you got to have byes for, yeah. right? I don't – what do you think?
I think they will have to have byes the week prior. There's absolutely no way that – they can have 2 days and then
it's bad enough asking guys to come back and play Thursday after a Sunday game.
And for the teams, if they were to get that bye before, you're going to have another pretty much a bye after because you're going to play that Wednesday and then not play again until not the upcoming Sunday, but the Sunday after.
Right.
So it's not surprising. And you know what the NBA will do about it, John? Nothing.
Yep.
Because they can't do anything
because
about it.
Because what can the NBA do
Nothing.
About it? Nothing.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Got one more text here, not on this. Doug from Nashville. So you're telling me Pete Rose should have invested in an interpreter and he would have been off scotch-free. Yes, this is true. He said this yesterday.
Yeah.
It was at a Vegas sports book, by the way, which yeah. is where this video was recorded.
You know, it's sad about Pete Rose because, you know, man, if he'd have just been upfront and honest with it from the jump, you know, they might have made him eat a poop burger for a few years, but eventually I think he would have been reinstated and he'd be in the Hall of Fame right now. Pete's getting on in years.
Yep.
He's getting, you know, he's getting on in years and, you know, we don't know what we don't know. And it's just, I mean, the guy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Guy had 4,000 base hits. Okay. In his career. That's ridiculous. You know, 4,240, whatever it is, we can look it up. And, you know, but Pete is a victim of his own ego in many respects. Yep. Also, you know, a lot of people, you know, Bart Giamatti died shortly after banning Pete Rose. You know, Bart Giamatti, who was the commissioner of baseball at the time, the father of Paul Giamatti, who's a pretty darn good actor in Hollywood. But, you know, he had passed away a couple days or shortly after, you know, giving Pete Rose the ban. And I think he thought, all right, well, after a few years, I'll get reinstated. If he had just came out and said, you know what, I messed up. I did bet on baseball. He later did admit it probably about 10 years later. But right. by then, it was too late, you know. And these baseball writers are the most petty and vindictive and self-righteous people. You know, come on. How is Barry Bonds not in the Hall of Fame? Right. How is Mark McGwire not in the Hall of Fame? I'll give you Sosa. But, you know, George Steinbrenner's not in the Hall of Fame. He should be. You know, they all took steroids. Everybody knew about it. Number one, everybody knew about it, including the commissioner. I'm thoroughly convinced of that. But they knew that they were getting more eyeballs on baseball. That home run chase of 1998 between Sosa and McGwire, I remember it like it was yesterday, Patton. It was amazing. It captured the imagination of this country. And it brought people back to baseball because you got to remember 4 years prior to that, they stopped the season because of a work stoppage. You know, that pissed a lot of fans yeah. off. A lot of people were like, I'm never watching baseball again. And all of a sudden, you got this incredible home run race between McGwire and Sosa. And Griffey was involved in it for a while and, you know, a couple other guys. It was amazing. So whether we like it or not, big jacked up steroided home run hitters brought people back to baseball.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line. You know, they cheated the game. Well, everybody was cheating the game. So that these are normally June topics. We normally talk about this kind of stuff in June when things slow down a little bit.
We blame you, Ohtani, for this.
Yes, yes. So now, yeah, I mean, this is the last thing that Major League Baseball needs, this Ohtani deal. All right, who we got on the phones?
Dana Day. Never gonna let you fade away, away.
What's up, Dano?
Well, man, you touched a nerve with me just now.
Okay.
That's always kind of gripe me about baseball, because these isn't it about the records, these purists, the records and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never convince me that the sports writers and everybody else didn't know that them guys were shooting the juice. You know?
Oh, when Brady Anderson, you know, goes from skinny, you know, barely 250 hitter to jacked up 50 home run hitter in the season, you know, oh, well, I guess he just really, did his work in the offseason. Yeah, he did his work. We all know what he did, to be honest.
Well, I mean, look at how much Barry Bonds' head swelled up.
He
looks like a pumpkin head. I'm just saying, man, you know, you bring us up about these writers. I mean, it's through the years, it's always seemed to me that they want it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
They want the records to be pure, but they were all in there writing articles, and the owners and everybody else cheering them on when they were jacking baseballs out of the park every night.
Mm-hmm.
And the seats, and there was butts in the seats.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you know, it comes out, you know, Roger Clemens and so on and so forth, and whoever hell else it was, McGuire, blah, blah, blah.
Kurt Schilling, yeah.
I'll give you a perfect example, Dane.
Big Poppy. You know, his name came up on the report. He's like, oh, I don't know why I'm on this report. I'm gonna look into this. And the writers forgave him. They put him in the Hall of Fame. Why? Because he's Big Poppy. We love him. You know, Barry Bonds was a jerk to the media, so they're trying to screw him over and not put him in the Hall of Fame.
Well, what are you gonna do if a trainer comes to you and he says you take this, and this is going to be good for another 10 to 20 home runs this year. And, they'll probably get a bonus for so many home runs.
And it's not even so much about that. It's about being able to recover. You play 162 games virtually every day. It's going to take its toll on your body.
I mean, I don't, they can do whatever they want. My point with all that.
Yeah, I'm not advocating using performance enhancing drugs, but it's kind of, to me, I've always felt like it's up to the individual. You know what the risks are.
But the nerve you struck with me, John, was this.
Mm.
It occurs to me that when all this was going on, the sports writers and the owners and everybody, they like the butts in the seats.
Yep.
And they like to see the home runs.
Yep.
But then when it turns around and then the scandal is exposed, then the very ones that were cheering all that on, oh, this is the worst thing that's ever happened.
Exactly.
This record's not pure. This guy can't get in.
Right.
You can't have it both ways. You know, that's my point.
No, I agree with you.
I mean, is my point taken?
It's well taken, Dane, as usual. You nailed it.
All right, well, that's all I got, man. I wasn't even going to call this morning, but you struck a nerve.
It's all good. You call anytime you want, Dane. You have carte blanche.
That's good to hear from TV's John Burton.
Thank you so much. And radio's John Burton. Have a good day, Dane. Yeah, so, like I said, this is normally what we talk about in June, as we're waiting for training camp to start, but, you know, hey, touch the nerve. That's what we do, right?
Yeah, Doug from Nashville, just poking nerves over here. We appreciate you, Doug.
Yeah, I know, Doug.
You just took a segment for us. We appreciate you.
Doug's been on fire the last couple of days between texting me personally and texting the show and calling. He's definitely been on fire. So, Tennessee, Creighton on Friday. Vols are a couple-point favorite in that game. The more I think about it, I'm leaning towards picking them. I just feel like with their defense, they're going to shoot better than they did against Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, the law of averages would indicate that. And I just, but it's going to be a classic matchup because we always talk about styles making fights, right? It's Creighton's offense versus Tennessee's defense, you know, assuming they shoot a lot better than what they did on Saturday. And I just think you always kind of side towards the team that can play you well on the defensive end. And I've been talking about it all year, just the fact that they're so smothering in the half court, man. You know, they don't give you any room to operate. I mean, Creighton, they're going to have to be very, very creative on how they run their half court offense and get their shooters open looks, because it's going to be a struggle for them, I think.
Yeah, I think as long as Tennessee can take good care of the basketball, really, you look at that game against Texas, I went back and kind of watched through the highlights again after watching it live, and mm-hmm. most of their opportunities offensively, it came off turnovers in the fast break.
Yep.
In the half court, they had nothing. They had eight pick and rolls. They were trying to get break free out of Tennessee's defense. It never happened. So I think Tennessee's got to take better care of the basketball as they did. They had 12 turnovers this past weekend. That can't happen. I know you can do a lot of things with the missed shots, kind of get back on defense a little bit quicker. But if you're turning the ball over like they were, I know not as much as Texas. They had 17. But to me, taking better care of the basketball is going to be important. I'd have a hard time believing Dalton Knecht doesn't bounce back. Those four free throws he shot at the end, I think he can carry some of that over. Just kind of the confidence. He mm-hmm. walked up the line knowing he was going to hit every bit.
He still wanted the ball at the end of the game.
Totally.
And that's a sign of a great player.
Didn't hit the rim on either four of those free throws.
Yep. All right, we'll break and come back with Chuck McDowell from the Nashville Cats. We'll do a little Cats Corner, get you ready for Arena Football's return to Music City. Can't wait for that. WNSR.
Hi, I'm Jeff Fisher. Guess what? The Cats are back. The Nashville Cats will be returning to the Municipal Auditorium on April 27th in the season opener against the Minnesota Myth. There will be five total games played at Municipal Auditorium, with one additional game played up in Clarksville at F&M Bank Arena on Armed Forces Day on Saturday, May 18th. For player or dance team tryouts or tickets, log on to thenashvillecats.com.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text HEALTHY to 511-511. Text HEALTHY to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
JB and the General.
You're 6'9" for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was...
I think I saw a little bit of his work. I looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at 5, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at 7, but apparently he's not making it past number 5.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
JB and the General show on a Tuesday. Every Tuesday at 10:40, we do a little Cats Corner. Nashville Cats getting ready to return to Music City Arena football action. I cannot wait for that at Municipal Auditorium. And joining us now is the owner and chairman of the Nashville Cats, Chuck McDowell. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
We're doing great. It's great to talk to you. How's everything going?
Buddy, everything's great, except we got a little rain this morning, but in Nashville. But with that rain, you can't have these beautiful flowers that are about to pop out.
So there you go.
It's a beautiful day in Nashville, Tennessee.
It really is, and it's going to be even more beautiful when the Nashville Cats get up and going again. It's getting late early, right? That season opener's right around the corner. How are preparations going for you, your staff, and the team?
Well, it's going a whole lot better than most would think because, obviously, we're coming back, so we're starting anew. Mm-hmm. And I think we're looking at 4 weeks out.
Wow.
But everything is coming together. Tickets are surprisingly flying out, and we're really just getting the word out. I became the majority owner last week, so been talking with them now for a couple months. But, mm-hmm. You know, when you throw the Nashville Cats, number one, I enjoy watching arena football, and everybody I know and everybody I talk to misses it. And when I talk to people about it coming back, they're just so excited. But then you walk in Municipal Auditorium, and I mean, I watched Elvis there, the ZZ Top, the Allman Brothers. My wife gets a little upset when I do this, but I keep comparing it to the Ryman. It's just
iconic. A lot of history there, right, Chuck?
Man, you got the history. It's just, it's round, and it's like it was made for arena football.
Right.
And Nashville, Tennessee supports Nashville. Fans and the people that live in Nashville, Tennessee, support locals, and they support the Nashville Sounds. They support, obviously, the Predators and the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just another great sport for the people of Nashville to go, and it's an inexpensive ticket compared to other tickets.
Sure.
And it's a lot of fun. And anytime I look at any type of a business investment, which this is to me,
mm-hmm.
Look at the people that are involved, from Nancy and Tamara and to, you know, Coach Fisher. And, I mean, we got Eli Gold as our play-by-play. Come on.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're stuck with Greg Pogue, unfortunately. But other than that, it's pretty good, right?
Greg is he's the grinder behind all of this.
Yeah, he really is.
He's doing a great job. I will say, I don't think we would – no, I know for a fact – we wouldn't be where we're at. We would not be as close to ready as we are without Greg. But again, you got Greg Pogue. He's Nashville. When mm-hmm. you say Greg Pogue or Nashville, they're hand in hand. We got Greg Pogue and Jeff Fisher and Eli Gold, and we got the NFL Network showing 30 of our games. That's massive news. I'm just excited.
Chuck, you were talking about this kind of been a long process for you, kind of talking to some of the Nashville Cats owners for a couple months now. Why was it an opportunity for you that you really couldn't pass up?
Well, when they first came to me and said I was at the top of the list of people they wanted to talk to be owners, I was kind of shocked that, I said, why don't you go to my buddy Luke Bryan or go to somebody like that that's got more of a name and to help bring people in. And they said that they wanted somebody that was local and a business person. And And as I looked at it, and I'm in, I have several companies now. They're pretty big companies that I'm running. And so my wife would say, I'm too busy. I've got enough on my plate. But, you know, I'm one of those that when I go on vacation, I enjoy my vacation, but I miss work. I love working.
Mm-hmm.
I love building things. So to be able to build something that's been built before and we know what to do and how to do it. And again, you have the right people involved. Everything, every business I'm involved in, it always boils down to the people. And it doesn't matter what kind of business idea you have. If you have great people, you're probably going to be successful. So, you know, it's something I looked at and looked at and talked about, prayed about, everything you could do about. I did it. It's not a $150 investment. There's a lot of money involved.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to own part of a professional sports team in this great city that I've been living in now for 64 years, would be I never thought about it to this moment. It would be a dream of mine. Mm. But to do it with the people that we have and the sport and the league that we have, it's just simply exciting. And the first game is going to be off the hook.
Well, Chuck, you talked about kind of being local. Mount Juliet native, one I am as well. Not only Mount Juliet, but really this city, Chuck, the way it's grown, it can not only, of course, arena football, but I mean, you got all these professional sports teams here now. How cool has it been to kind of see the city grow here the past couple of decades?
You know, it's a little crazy. I really miss a little bit the 80s and 90s. I was telling somebody I used to, the last time I had a house in Mount Juliet, I had a house out on the lake, and I used to get on my motorcycle and ride down Lebanon Road, and I'd pull in front of my buddy Steve Smith's little Tootsie's bar and back my motorcycle in and walk in and sit at the bar and have a beer and walk down to Robert's Western World and get me a little fried bologna sandwich. And now I can't drive my motorcycle down Broadway.
Nope.
It's turned into New Orleans. And
it's insane.
It's crazy. But, you know, on one hand, you know, I sound like my grandfather now, but I kind of miss the old days when I could just walk down or drive down Broadway and go listen to music. But at the same time, it's growing. And, you know, when you watch the Formula One race in Vegas, you watch Vegas put on a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
People want to come to Nashville, Tennessee, just like they want to go to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville, Tennessee is a, you know, about 20 years ago that people started calling it the It City.
Yep.
It's more of an It City now than it's ever been. And when you throw in the Titans, new stadium coming in.
Oh, my gosh.
And, I mean, here's what's cool about it. We got support from the Predators. They're doing a little event for us tonight talking about the Nashville Cats at one of their home games, a big home game. You got the Titans helping, the Predators help. Everybody's helping each other, and that's Nashville.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Chuck, congratulations to you. We're looking forward to great things from the Nashville Cats for years to come, and I'm excited. I'm sure you are excited to be a part of it, and it's great to talk with you, my friend.
I enjoyed the time, and can't wait to see the game. Shake your hand, and let's go Cats. Let's get ready for some indoor springtime exciting football.
The 50-yard indoor war. Thanks, Chuck. Have a great day,
Chuck,
sir.
Baby. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a great one. Bye-bye.
All right. Chuck McDowell, the new majority owner of the Nashville Cats. Good to visit with him. And, we're excited. Can't wait. It's going to be a busy spring, looks like, you know, between arena football and Preds playoff hockey, we presume. Of course, the Vandy boys playing.
Yep.
So it's going to be rocking. All right, speaking of rocking, we got to rock on out of here and take our last break before we close up shop. Stay with us.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding listeners that every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. Giving equals living, so please consider donating blood today. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
It's a Bill King Show.
Like I've mentioned, I thought Nick had a good 5 years still left in him. This one comes as a complete shock to me. If I sat here and said, I had a feeling, guys, Nick was trending, I'd be lying. That'd be the host trying to act like he knew something he didn't know. Why would I present that to you? I am shocked. I was taken aback by it.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Now the Predators just scored a goal.
Let's go! Call me Willie Donning. Shout out, Willie.
Yes, sir! We love Willie. I love all those guys and gals on Bally. They do a great job.
Yep.
I've gotten to know Lindsay. Kara Hammer's a good buddy of mine. You know, I know Willie a little bit. We've had Mace on the show a number of times. He's fantastic. Hal Gill. They do a really nice job.
Of course, Crispy forever.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Friend of show. Yep. Crispy and obviously Petey.
Yeah.
You know, Webby. So, they do a really, really great job. Predators take it on the Golden Knights tonight at Bridgestone. So, the defending Stanley Cup champions in town. So, Preds will try to extend that point streak. Haven't lost in regulation since that 9-2 debacle at home against the Dallas Stars, which seems like a million years ago. You know? It's freaking amazing. So we're going to get ready for Tennessee-Creighton Friday night. 9:09 first tip here locally. So take a nap.
John, you better have put eight on a pot Celsiuses of in your pocket that night.
Yeah, well, we'll...
Or something else in your pocket. No names, true. Please.
No names, please. What do you got going on today?
For me, nothing much. I had my DCA baseball game yesterday. But rest of the week for me, just kind of chilling, waiting for the weekend. I'm fiending for basketball right now, John. What they do to you, four straight days
I know.
Just nonstop, and now you got 4 days of nothing.
Yeah, because it's just so intense. Games, and it just completely stops. By the way, we didn't mention Lady Vols' heroic comeback against NC State yesterday. They were down 20, ended up losing 79-72 to NC State. So, you know, their season comes to an end. And, you know, we can get into this more later in the week. I'm not sure I'm going to be here the rest of the week. I got to figure that out. But, you know, what does this mean? Like, what does the athletic department think about the job that Kelly has done? I mean, this program, the expectations are so high. It's kind of like you got to at least get to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight.
Right.
Haven't been to the Final Four since Pat left the program.
Yeah, not good enough. Now, we've talked about it. How is it good enough to stay? I would venture to say so.
Yeah, she'll be back next year. I'm thoroughly convinced of that.
I think next year it puts a lot of pressure.
I see her coming back, but I see the athletic department saying, okay now.
Yeah, well, maybe some staff changes coming for her this season. It's unfair on her, but we've said it. She was a product of the unfairness.
Exactly.
Right now.
She knows how the sausage is made, okay? She played for Pat, won championships with Pat. She knows what the expectations are.
So I think next year is going to have a lot of pressure, and Vanderbilt's only going to get better. The SEC continues to get better. Now, South Carolina, I believe they're losing one or two players in the draft.
But they're still going to be good. LSU's still going to be good. So, you know? Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of competition now in the SEC. So
not going to get any easier. So.
No. All right. Sorry about that. Shouldn't be coughing on air. Great day today, Patton. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your day.
You as well, John.
And thank you all for listening. McFarland's at 2. They take your phone calls and they mean it. Jim Rome coming up next. Have a great day, everybody. So one of us, maybe both, we'll talk to you tomorrow.